amazing women of influence. Welcome back to our podcast. As always, it is I, your co-host, Kara. But we're just moving on so expectantly and excited for the continuation of our My Story series. And today we are going to be talking about a very fancy word, evangelism, which is basically just a fancy way to say talking about Jesus, telling someone about Jesus. But in our studio today, we have an incredible woman of influence. Her name is Lucinda, and she is part of the Save the World Foundation. And she just has an incredible story with her husband. They are intercontinental. Is that the right word, Tammy? South Africa, the United States. It's going to be good. But good morning, Tammy. How are you?
I am so good. Kara, we have had an amazing, amazing morning, as you know.
It's been good.
We always start on Tuesdays with staff meeting, and God just downloaded some fresh insight. That's what I love about the Word of God. It's living, it's active, it's sharper than a two-edged sword, it's manna, it's food for our soul. And so God's just done already a lot. So we're just overflowing in the Spirit. And it's great to be in the studios today. I am equally as excited to have a dear friend, Lucinda Davidoff, in our studios today. And so not only are we doing our audio podcast, but we are doing a video because we like to throw these up. Hi, say hi to everybody. we like to throw these up on Facebook and the people get to know you and see how beautiful you are. And Lucinda, you're just a beautiful woman.
Thank
the first moment I met you, I loved you. I would have thought you were from South, from Orange County, South Orange County. You look like you are, but you are from South Africa. Mm-hmm. And the minute you started speaking, I knew the difference. But what I love is not only your beauty externally, but your heart. And Lucinda, you have such a heart for the world.
Thank you.
You really do. And, you know, it was such a privilege for Pastor Phil and I to take our staff along with several members here from Influence Church down to South Africa with you last year and be a part of what you're doing. Because when you talk about Save the World Foundation, you're saving the world one soul at a time. And it's not you. We know it's Jesus. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's what's in us. And that's what we want to talk about today, which is evangelism.
Yeah.
And you know, the word evangelize, to evangelize, is to just to share the gospel, to share the good news, to take time and tell somebody about what God did in you. And you know, sometimes when we think about it, the Bible's real clear and it tells us there's various passages, as you know, Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Peter 4, that we've all been given a gift.
Yes.
And so, Pastor Kara, as you know, some people will say, well, I don't have the gift of evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the gift of an evangelist. Yeah. Oh, no, but you have a calling.
Yes.
You have a calling. So, again, welcome. Would you take a moment and just start by telling us a little bit about the call on your life, since this is the My Story series?
Yeah.
I want to know your story. How did you get into this, and why Save the World Foundation?
Well, I grew up in church. But I thought I knew God, but I didn't really know him. So I used to go to church. I loved worship. But I only really fell in love with Jesus later in my life when I started reading the Word and I spent more time with him. I got to know him. And as I got to know him, I really fell in love with him. And you know, when you fall in love with somebody, you just want to speak about him.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a difference between being a Christian and going to church and when you're so obsessed with somebody that you just can't help but want to tell what they've done for you. And that's my story, is that when I got to know Jesus, I really understood that he loved me so much. Even though I was so flawed, I understood that he wanted me to be free. And I didn't know how to be free. And then I just said, Lord, if you can make me free, will you do that? I've been in church all my life, but I'm bound, you know. And as I asked Jesus that, he started setting me free. And the more I became free, I realized how amazing it is to follow Jesus without compromise, you know, without any compromise. Saying, Lord, if you say it, I'm doing it because I believe your word is true. And I started realizing that living in the supernatural is exciting. And, you know, and telling other people about what he did for me was easy because I didn't have to make it up.
Oh, that's so good.
You know, I didn't have to pretend and like fake it.
Yeah.
God was doing something in me and I didn't have to take any credit. I would say like, I'm so broke and I'd be so transparent and I didn't care what people thought about me and my past. And I would just tell my story as it was. And as I was transparent, God would put the words in my mouth and I was able to share about Jesus.
Yeah.
I remember living in London and my home group leader said to me, come, we're going to the streets. And I was a banker at the time. I was like, I don't do that. I don't go to the streets. That's weird. I don't do weird things. I said to her, give me anything in the church to do. I don't do. And she said, Lucinda, just come. You give the coffee. And she kind of tricked me. And that night when we were on the streets of London and we gave coffee to people coming by, the Holy Spirit gave us opportunities to pray for people. And as we prayed, people would just weep. And I realized that, you know, people are, they're so hungry. You know, it's the power of the gospel that sets people free.
Amen.
You're not shoving anything down their throat. They're hungry for it. They're yearning for it, but they don't know where to go. And if we would just put ourselves out there and say, Lord, will you give me opportunity? Will you help me? Would you put the words in my mouth? Will you give me somebody to pray for? You'll be surprised as you see the power of the gospel in action, ministering to people and setting them free. And that was my journey. I became hooked on street evangelism. And from being, don't put me on the streets, I would go there and say, Lord, will you help me? And people were getting saved. Young boys were giving their lives to the Lord, young girls. It was amazing that people in a first world country wanted Jesus and that they needed Jesus.
And you know, let me just say, listen, it was so good. And I want our listeners to hear what you just said. You said you weren't forcing them because they were hungry. And it's a great visual picture. I just had this picture. You know, if you saw someone really hungry, of course you'd give them food.
Yeah.
It's what we do. It's called relief. And we give food to starving people. If you begin to look at people without Jesus as hungry for Jesus, we might be a little more aware of how they feel and what they think, and we may begin to feed them a food that Jesus says you know not of.
Amen.
Jesus said the food of the Spirit is supernatural food.
Amen.
And so that's what happened in your life. Well, what happened after London? Where'd you go from there?
Well, from there, I did a year of my life with Save the World Foundation. And that, again, was a new challenge to me because I was sharing in front of schools of children. And I was like, oh, I can't do this. I'm not really, I didn't see evangelism as my calling, but I got that opportunity. But, you know, when Jesus has set you free and you know what it's like to be bound and lonely and broken, well, then it's easy to get up in front of people and say, you know what, I was there one day, I was in school once, and I was broken, and Jesus is able to change your life. And so I started sharing my story with Save the World Foundation, and then later got to marry Jared, who started Save the World Foundation. And we're just so privileged. Every single time we go into school, we go to into four schools a day in South Africa, and we see about 15 to 20,000 kids give their lives to Jesus every week. But every single school we go to is a new day for us. We never grow tired of it because you know what? It's new people.
Yeah.
And it's new kids that are lost, lonely, broken, where the devil has come in to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
But you know, we are coming in to give them the gospel, which is the good news.
Yes.
That Jesus has come to save you. Mm-hmm. He's come to love you and he's come to walk you into wholeness.
Yeah.
And because he's done it in our lives, Jared is from a Jewish household. So he knows what it's like to be completely without Jesus and actually not have anybody share the gospel with him because he was Jewish.
Yeah. Right.
And he was kind of angry about that, you know. These Christians didn't reach out to me. And I feel that people that are around us, they're kind of like looking to us, but nobody's sharing.
You're right. You know, Lucinda, that's so powerful because even here in our studios today, our producer, Lisa, is also Jewish. And, you know, we often think, well, Jews don't want to know anything about Jesus. And that's just not true. That's a lie from the enemy. And they do want to know. They want to know about the Messiah.
Yeah.
So that is exciting. But, you know, we've been with you to South Africa. We've been in the schools. I've had the privilege of teaching and speaking. And what an amazing experience we had in South Africa. So I want to stop and I want to encourage you. I'm going to ask even all of our listeners right now as I'm speaking that you would begin to agree with me a prayer right now over Lucinda, over, you know, really what you, Jared, Save the World Foundation, what you're doing, because you are in hundreds and hundreds of schools. Thousands of kids are being set free in South Africa where there's a lot of demonic, and I was there, there's a demonic spirit that has to be broken.
Yeah.
But it's not just in Africa, because there's also a demonic spirit over the schools in America.
Yeah.
And we know that firsthand.
Yeah.
He's just subtle the way he comes to America. It looks different. And so I'm going to ask you to pray right now over Save the World Foundation, over Lucinda, over Jared Davidoff. But I'm going to ask you a few minutes as we begin also to pray. Let's think about what's going on in our schools here in America. Because we've joined you now. I think we have three, four, five Bible clubs here in our local church in Anaheim, California.
Yeah.
But Tell us, how did you get in the schools in America, and how are you telling kids in America about Jesus, and is that even legal?
Yeah, well, you know, it's so easy to get into the schools, really. All that you need is two students and then a teacher. Hmm. And basically, once you've got those two students, you can hand out flyers. The kids actually can hand out flyers and invite their friends. And through that, you can start telling the school about Jesus. And we have seen amazing things happen in the schools where Christian kids come to be discipled, those that have never heard the gospel. We've had people come up to us after we've shared saying, I've never ever heard the gospel preached like that before, or I've never heard that before. And so we think that Americans have heard the gospel. Many have not heard the gospel message of Jesus that loves them. You know, we mustn't think that everybody knows. Everybody doesn't know. Many people have never been to church in America. They don't know what church is about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just because you've been exposed to church, don't assume everybody knows. So we preach the gospel as if everybody has never heard it. That's the way we preach.
That's so good.
And simple. The gospel is simple. We don't have to go and preach like doctrines and all. No. It's very simple. Jesus loves you. He cares for you. He wants to be your friend.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know, Lucinda, this is so good. Pastor Phil and I were just watching the other day. I don't know how many of you have seen the movie yet, Woodlawn. Mm-hmm. It's a great movie, but it actually was about the revival that broke out in the 70s. And it started in a high school in Woodlawn High School, with a guy that had a heart for evangelism. And it, of course, if you're my age and you were part of the supernatural movement of the 70s, what we call the Jesus movement, there was a supernatural movement happening. And it seems like it always breaks out with our young people. It breaks out in schools as it did there. But it was one guy who was willing. He went up to the football coach and he said, could I pray with your players? Yeah. And of course, the football coach is like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
The assistant coach snuck him in. Yeah. Next thing you know, all the boys are in the bleachers. He's praying. This true story.
Yeah.
Praying with these boys, the whole football team got saved.
Yeah.
Other football teams in the area got saved. Massive revival. Now they're having revival, on the field. And I began praying. As you know, I just do prayer walking. And that's part of my heart. I believe that we are, and I just want to address this because listen, guys, this is where we are. I believe that we are on the cusp of a new, fresh movement.
Amen.
And I truly believe that it's going to happen in our generational ministries. We're sitting here with Pastor Kara, who is the pastor of our children's ministry, as you know, with Pastor Drew and Natalie here at our church, and they're in the local schools. You know, we say all the time here as Women of Influence, what you say, you see.
Amen.
We are self-fulfilling prophecies.
Yes.
This morning, God gave me a clear word, and he said, Tammy, faith is believing, prophecy is speaking.
Amen.
You need both.
Yes.
And so I'm going to prophetically speak out.
Yes.
Pastor Kara, we're going to see revival.
Yes.
We're going to see revival in our high schools.
Hallelujah.
And you mark my word, we've got it on tape. Revival's breaking out.
Amen.
And someday this recording will be history.
Amen.
It will be history.
Yes.
And we'll say she prophetically said that revival's breaking out in Orange County, California.
Amen.
And it's breaking out because of Save the World Foundation. It's breaking out because of people like yourself and Jared who believe, and our students who believe. So I'm believing with you. And I love what you said. You look at everyone like they need Jesus.
Amen.
And so, you know, I might be getting a little excited here. I think Holy Spirit gets in me a little bit once in a while. But guys, we can't lose our schools.
No.
We can't lose our children. You know, I lived in Colorado during Columbine. I was 3 miles from Columbine when it happened. The enemy is trying to take over our schools.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, we bind the strong man over these high schools, over these kids that are depressed, suicidal, discouraged, drug-induced, sexually engaged, sexually confused.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we bind the strong man, the enemy, over these schools.
Yes.
And we call forth Save the World Foundation.
Amen.
We call forth teachers that are believers, students that are believers. And we decree and we declare and we speak out that revival is coming. God knows we need revival.
Amen.
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 And I know that's what you're doing.
Yes.
What you're doing. So let me just back down. I know I'm going to listen to this. And go, what in the was? I just got fired up for Jesus. So sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm excited.
Amen.
All right, let me just say now to you that are listening, Lucinda, we're all called to be evangelists.
Yes, amen.
What would be the word that you would give men and women as they're listening right now to remind them that there's a calling on their life to be an evangelist, to share the good word?
Well, Matthew 28, verse 18, 19, 20 says, all authority has been given unto me, Jesus said, and I give it to you.
Yes.
Now go and preach the gospel. you know, it's easy to do. Ask the Lord for those opportunities. I realize that when I'm asking for opportunities, I recognize them easier. And then ask for boldness. You know, if you're not bold, ask for boldness. You know what? God will give you that boldness. And thirdly, know that the fear of man is a snare. Don't worry about men, but rather trust in God, because in that is security. You know, just trust Him to give you the words and the boldness to share the gospel and the love of Jesus. It's easy to share the gospel. It's telling about the goodness of God, and God is so good. And don't try and make it complicated. Just share. As you start sharing, God will fill your mouth with His words. He will. You just take the step of faith and start, and God will fill your mouth, and He will lead the conversation.
Amen. Amen. Well, my friend, it's been such a joy to have you here in our Women of Influence studios. We love you. You are a part not only of our local congregation, but a part of Women of Influence.
Amen.
You're one of our small group leaders, and
yes,
we meet on Monday evenings. And I thank you for being a powerful force in both our country and in South Africa.
Amen.
And God's
you.
Blessings on you.
Thanks, Pastor Tammy.
Well, Pastor Kara, what do you think?
It was good. That was, yeah, we had like a church glory cloud moment. And I was like, yes, just keep going forever. But just while the two of you were sharing, something that kind of perked up in my spirit is when you're talking about keep it simple, evangelizing, it can sometimes seem like it's a really difficult thing to do, but it just kept on playing over my head. Evangelism starts at home. You know, for you moms that are listening, for your young students that are listening, men, if you're there too, holler. But evangelism starts at home. What is your home environment like? Sometimes we can get really excited for like the big calls, like you will move mountains and split seas and raise people from the dead. But then we miss like the foundational building blocks. It's like how can we go out into the world if the place that we're coming back to isn't our safety, our stronghold,
so
you know?
Good word.
So for those of you who may be living in families that are kind of split, like I grew up in a home, I was raised Catholic, and Jesus was something we talked about on Sundays. And then the rest of the day, week, it was just free game. But as long as we checked off our 1 hour on Sunday, we were good. But for you moms out there, shoot, you take that authority back in your household. We definitely serve a God of order, and the husband is called to be the spiritual head of the family, but sometimes we just kind of got to whip things back into shape. Don't be afraid of stepping out in boldest, like Lucinda said. Call your family to pray before you guys eat. Ask your husband before he leaves for work in the morning, hey, sweetie, can we just pray really fast that you come back safely to me? Evangelism starts at home.
That's
and
good.
You know, the people that we love the most will probably forgive us the quickest. So if you are nervous, just practice on your family, your kids,
good,
or your friends.
Good.
And it'll be easier and easier for you to go out in the world. But just remember, just because we're church doesn't mean that the rest of the nation is church. And it's definitely something that we need. But if you are someone who hasn't heard the gospel, we want to invite you to be part of our church community. Influence churches in Anaheim Hills, and the word is brought every single Sunday. We have children's ministries here, all the way from birth to young adults. And definitely take the opportunity to look up the Save the World Foundation, see if you can partner with Jared and Lucinda in just furthering their missions, furthering their call, because it's definitely the Lord's work that's happening here. Ladies, we're just pumped. I hope that you feel pumped and empowered, and I'd like to challenge you to at least one person. You'd be surprised what God can do. It can start of like, oh, how's your coffee tasting? And then 30 minutes later, you're talking to someone about Jesus. But just be bold. I challenge you for at least one person. Try and tell them. And don't be like, this is what you need. Just tell them about what God did in your life, because that's where it starts. The power in our testimony is huge. So don't disregard your own story. But check us out at womenofinfluence.today. We are videotaping these podcasts, so you can see them on our Facebook page, just Women of Influence. And we're so excited to get with you next time. It's going to be good, ladies. Be blessed.